Well, we're joined now by Colin Firth, who also stars in Easy Virtue. And this is a bit of a different role for you, because you're a bit rugged in this one.
That's just me with stubble, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this whole sort of unshaven look, though, is this something that you actually got to relish? Because I imagine that you're not somebody who likes to get up in the morning and, you know, do the old wet shave and all that.
I don't know, it depends what's going on. You know, I don't put that much thought into it, frankly. I'm usually, like most actors, what you wear and what you do with your face is dictated by what you're doing at the time, really, and you go feral in between jobs.
Yeah, I know you'd like to sort of relax and stuff when you're not filming completely, I guess.
Yeah, if I can. Usually when I'm not filming, I'm talking to you lot.
This is true. There's a great chemistry between yourself and Kristen Scott Thomas in this. What's she like as an actress to work alongside?
Well, she's great. I mean, we go back quite a long way because we met on The English Patient, where she graciously cuckolded me for rave fines. So I was obliged to kill them both. And so here we are again all these years later. No, I mean, we got on great, very, very well. And I think it's... there's nothing can replace that, really, bit of familiarity with an actor. It's a weird job. I mean, you meet at, 8 o'clock in the morning for the first time, and you have to be intimate by lunchtime. You know, whole history, everything. And if you actually know the person, you actually all that ground's covered.
Well, the good thing about your characters in this is that actually you get to snipe at her quite a bit, and you know, likewise back. Mm. And I would just imagine that to have been really fun for the whole day.
I mean, it's actually quite tricky, some of this dialogue. I mean, it's witty, and so it's up to you to be witty with it. You can't blame the writing if you haven't delivered it, you know, because everyone knows what its pedigree is.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's a great new talent in this, Ben Barnes. I say new, I mean, obviously he's done
Narnia. He's used goods now.
And I was actually asking
past
him...
his peak.
This is exactly what he said you'd say. I actually asked him, you know, if he'd got any tips from you. And he said, as a mentor, no, useless.
Yeah, he has pronounced me to be a crap mentor, but he still hasn't moved on. He keeps saying, I've got to find another mentor. Your advice is so crap. But no, he still comes back for more.
And obviously Jessica...
I get daily calls. I get daily calls and daily complaints, and I have not given him one piece of advice that he's either followed or pronounced worthwhile.
Well, he says you just hang up the phone on him now.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I think it's a stupid question. I don't bother with him, really.
I can imagine it'd be a bit annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel. Wow.
I wouldn't hang up the phone on her.
No, too right.
No.
It's kind of following a bit of a format, isn't it, with things like Notting Hill, Four Weddings, whereby you get the American lead lady and then, you know, your English guys around it. Well, they say it following a formula. I suppose this was out.
But
long
I think the film industry seems to be constructed around that. I don't think it's not just me. I mean, I can't. I'm honestly finding it very hard to think of a single film I've done in the last 15 years that doesn't feature an American actress. Girl with a Pearl Earring, mm-hmm. Shakespeare in Love, both Bridget films, Love Actually. Where do I start?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, obviously, this one, Mamma Mia. I mean, I would find it very, very odd if there wasn't an American actress in the film. It's always a delight, by the way. I mean, you know, Importance of Being Earnest, Reese Witherspoon. I mean, they're always absolutely gorgeous and extremely talented, and there's a very good reason for them being there. But it's not an unusual thing, certainly.
I must just quickly finish up on the soundtrack. Is it now in your contract that you have to sing in your movies?
I don't sing in this.
All right, you speak very loudly over the...
Yeah, I speak loudly.
not dissimilar to St. Trinian's, I suppose.
Yeah, that I did under great duress, actually. That was... this is both... you can blame Barnaby Thompson and Ealing Studios for this. I came up as a very, very, very grumpy participant in the St. Trinian song.
I'm just waiting for you to release your album, man.
No, I forget. Well, I've released an album. I'm a platinum disc... recording artist, so I've been told. Mamma Mia soundtrack, absolutely.
Oh, of course.
It's gold. Well, certainly gold. I've got the gold disc sitting at home. I've done it. That's it. There you are. There's the album.
So no more songs.
You won't have to hear it now. You won't have to hear any more from me.
There we are then. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you again.
Yeah.
And I'll probably see you again in a few weeks. I'm sure there's another one coming up.
Yeah, there'll be something else with me talking over the soundtrack or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Take care.